Hey, my friends, it is the one and only the Lit Southern Belle, Mimi Nava, and y'all listen to the Lit Southern Belle podcast. Okay, so today we are going to talk about, the question is, do you really have too much on your plate or you're bad at managing time? Whew. That is a question I've asked myself a lot this week. Get more into that later. Okay, so my week went a little bit like this. This is the previous week. Midterm on top of midterm. And just other personal things. And then Tuesday night, my muses decides to just shut down and quit for the day. I guess take a vacation. And then I had to deal with that. And then I realized I kept working myself more and more and more. And, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, like, I have too much going on. Like, something's gotta get out the way, be pushed back, and all this other stuff, right? I didn't push anything back. I did everything I needed to do. All I needed to do was schedule for it, make a timeline that was reasonable within my physical ability, and also realize that I had to make time to actually rest. I don't know what that word is, especially throughout the week. Rest is very foreign unless it's the weekend. But I realized how unhealthy that was. That yes, there's a lot of things on your plate, but really it's never too much unless you can't, like, you aren't built for it. I don't know, like, this is weird to say, like, I never think anyone has too much on their plate. It's just the fact of, there's just some things you can't do for that little time being until whatever you gotta get done is handled. I learned that the hard way. There was some times where I had to be like, no, I can't go hang out. No, I can't go do that. No, I can't take this free time I have and go with you to this and this place, or go with you to this and this place on campus. Like, I can't. I was like, nope, I can't. Don't get me wrong, I took time to, you know, for myself to take a breather, make sure everything was great and, you know, refresh, but it was down to minimum. And I think what happens is most people get that confused with distractions, and it's not always a distraction to take time for yourself and take care of yourself. I always say that, you know, taking care of yourself is a good thing. I should take my own advice sometimes. But I just realized that I made everything that I had to do this week work and just align because I truly, truly wanted that. Like, it wasn't like a, you know, for this, if it doesn't get done, it doesn't get done. But it was like a no. I want this to work. I want this to get this done. And it took some late nights. It took some very, very trying times of just simply not being able to sit down. But after all of it, and you look through the week, I was like, dang, I've done so much within this week and accomplished so many things and got so many things together that are going to just push towards everything I want right now. And I was proud to say that. It was all said and done. I was just proud. I was just happy. And, you know, going into this week, I'm glad I did it because it pushed me to be a better person. It pushed me to, it made me stronger, made me learn how to endure more. Even though, yes, I wasn't able to tend to, you know, my crafts or my platforms as I usually do. But sometimes those things have to take a back seat to handle the business and handle the serious part. And, you know, it hurt me, yes, that I couldn't sit here and do an episode and sit here and post episodes or post every day about the episodes or this and the third. Or it hurt me that I couldn't, you know, go out and, you know, relieve some stress or this and the third. I had to find other ways to cope. And that's what happens to some people. Stuff gets on their plate. And the thing is, though, I heard someone say, why complain about how much is on your plate? Don't you like to eat? And I was like, I was like, well, all right then, just put me in my place. I'm gonna stop complaining. Because a lot of the opportunities we receive, people be begging for. And I had to realize that the position I'm in, the phase that I'm in my life, is very, very formative. It's definitely time where I can just build and build and really just set foundations for myself that will, you know, turn into something completely dope. But the times like this is what it takes. I mean, it's not permanent. No, nothing's permanent. But I had to put up with it. I had to sit and, you know, take some time and really just reach deep down inside and ask myself, this is a hard, hard time. Why are you doing this? Why do you love this? Why are you here? Because sometimes people forget to ask themselves what they do and why they here. What's the purpose? What's the goal? What's the main, you know, reason why all this is coming your way? Who are you to be getting all this coming your way? Like, what you doing? What you got? You know, it's... some people don't know how to answer those questions, and I'm one of them. I don't know how to answer half those questions, but then as I get closer to the end of the week, I'm like, oh, wow, that's why. Like, I'm really good at multitasking and handling things. I was able to keep my composure, yes, very stressed, very, you know, kind of off balance in my opinion. But to people, they were like, oh, you know, you're so busy, you're always handling this and the third, like, you're really good at handling your business, you're really good at, you know, making sure everything for you is stays afloat and you're on top of everything. We like that. And I'm like, yeah, but I am going crazy. I need help. I need help. But I did realize that sometimes it was okay to take a breather, that yes, those deadlines are there, but they don't creep up on me because I know how to handle them and I know how to do them. And I think that's where I kept getting mixed up, was I'm procrastinating, but really I'm resting because I can't burn myself out, because how can I do the next task or fulfill the next obligation if I'm burnt out on the other one? Okay, the ways that I cope, because I know I mentioned how some people may have a lot of things on their plate, but they don't know how to handle them or cope with the stress that they're receiving or the, you know, just whatever else is negative that's affecting them. I guess that's a weird way to phrase it, but here, look, y'all. But for me, I guess that I just talk to other people to relieve stress, because I don't know why, but when I talk to other people and I get to just take my mind off of it for just a small few seconds, I feel better. But also too, since I am a person that creates content, and you know, like as a creative, you kind of, you know, I don't like to sit in one space. Like if I have to write an article, I'm not going to sit and be in the same room every day. Like, I don't know, I'll go out, do some things, hear some opinions, so I have to be around people for that, but be around the right kinds of people. I put emphasis on that. Don't be around people who are actually going to distract you from the work. Make sure like they're helping you, even if you are writing about something, like even an essay, say like, oh, like what's this, like how do you think about this and this topic, then they'll probably tell you what they think, It probably could help you from another perspective, or help you look into some things that you didn't think about because you're not them. Another thing that I did was definitely take some time to lay down, because like I said, my immune system shut down, so I took some time to lay down and sleep as soon as I got home. Like, you know, as students, sometimes we don't like to leave from school when classes are done. We like to sit there and do all the extra, hang out, leave. As soon as your class is done, leave, go to your room, chill out, take a nap, take some medicine if you need to, because my immune system said bye. And just go to sleep. Wake up around a decent hour and you'll feel better than, you know, going home at like 8-9 o'clock, getting, you know, to your work around about 10, and then you still feel like crap. You don't want to do yourself like that, because then you're really just pushing yourself past the limit, and you're really just, you know, you're not giving your body any time to actually sit and try to recuperate, or at least get to a point where it's better. Another thing that I did was I took a day where I didn't get straight to the work. I had a little fun. And even though I didn't want to, but when you have good friends around you, they will make sure that you are not going crazy and you're not stressing yourself out. And they will make you go out and tell you to leave your books at home, or just don't go in your book bag. Don't pull out your computer. Don't pull out your phone and get on any platform to post nothing. Just sit and enjoy what it is. Hard for me to do. I did it, and then I don't regret it. I should do it more often. Definitely more often for myself. I would do it with myself all the time. I love to do a lot of stuff with myself. But, you know, another thing I think that helped me was reading. I don't know why. You know, so if you don't like to read, I guess just listening to some music also will help. Preferably music that you like, that puts you in a good mood, you know, gets you all hype, it makes you smile, because I like to listen to music that makes me kind of get lit, because it makes me smile, makes me happy. I'm not saying go listen to some party music, I'm just saying listen to music that makes you, like, feel good, because, you know, if you're not feeling good, you're stressed, you're not thinking good thoughts, have some music that will stimulate good thoughts back into, you know, your mind, and you're just feeling good, you're just smiling. And it's not because of the silence you have. It's just because you got music in your ear that's just uplifting. That's the word, uplifting. But if you, and I prefer to do both. I will listen to music and read. I'll listen to music with no words from reading. And then also something that helps a lot of other people when I talk to my friends was sometimes you can definitely go and exercise, run, or just go outside and just enjoy the weather, even though it was so hot last week. But just enjoying the weather and just being present in your surroundings is definitely a big, huge help. Yeah, it's crazy how the simplest things can help you and can just, you know, make you feel better. And we just ignore them every day. But I'm here to tell you that you no longer have to. Sometimes it takes that friend to say, like, do too much. You just sit your ass down. You need to stop. You need to not even pick up your phone. You pick up your phone, I'm throwing it out the window type of, you know, actions, type of behavior. And also, sometimes you need to have that time to where it's not always serious. It's not always work. In a way, all of these come full circle to just living your life. Because your whole entire life are not these deadlines. Your whole entire life is not, and really is not, just school, work, or whatever you may face that gives you all of this stress, you know, for these short periods of times. But also, too, if you know that they're coming, go ahead and be proactive about, oh, I need to schedule out this whole week because I know it's going to be busy because I have this project, or this midterm. And just really just, you know what's coming and you're looking forward to it. Just might as well take your week and just plan. And also coordinate the things that you have that week that follow with that. So really just being very proactive and planning. And it may sound crazy. People may think you're OCD or whatever, but really you're just mapping out your time so where you don't feel like everything's just fill and piled on top of you. Because that's the worst feeling you can have. And then sometimes it can cause you to get sick. It can cause you a lot of other health problems. And, you know, you don't want that for yourself. Because realize that, you know, your body will quit on you. And it won't care what you have going on, what you got to do, and where you got to be at. It will just be like, no, you have worked me too hard. I quit. I'm taking a vacation. And then what do? You make your body do something that it's not ready to do. Work. Be mobile. All of that. So I'm here to say this to you, my friends, is that just be careful how you treat your body. Do your body a favor and plan ahead. Do your body a favor and give it what it loves. Not too much, of course, all in you know, moderation, but still, just manage your time. Because you don't have too much on your plate. You are blessed to be where you're at. You are blessed to have all these opportunities just be thrown at you. And people think you can handle them. That's such a compliment to me. To think that people can handle, that I can, people think, there we go, that I can handle all these things and do them well. And just kill it. I like that. I like that people think that about me. And, you know, if you're that type of person as well, you should feel flattered that people come to you because they know that from you, it's going to be a great job. Or from you, it's going to be done the way they want it. And that's what they prefer. That's what they like. So even though, yes, sometimes you may be the most preferred person or the go-to, take that into account how that can be a good thing. Yes, it may be busy, it may be very time consuming, but also realize in the end when you finish it, the impact you made and how it's helping you grow and build. Hey friends, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope you can take a little page out of the rule book and apply it to your life. Don't forget to follow the podcast page on Instagram at @TheLitSouthernBell. And also, if you want to know about what I'm doing, keep up with me, you can follow me on Instagram at @mimi_nava_ and on Twitter at @miminava. And also, don't forget to follow the Lit Southern Bell Twitter, because when we get to 200 followers, there'll be polls, there'll be things where we can actually be interactive. And also, I can give you more of what you want. I can get more of your input. So don't forget to follow the Twitter and the Instagram of the podcast. And also follow me on Instagram and Twitter, because I do repost when the episode will be posted. And I do let people know of what the topics will be. Stay flourishing, my friends.